In the UK, a data breach which may have put up to 100,000 people at risk of death or serious harm from the Taliban can now be reported more than 3 years after it took place. The data leak contained the details of nearly 19,000 people who supported British forces and had applied to move to the UK following the Taliban takeover of Afghanistan. Joining us is our London correspondent, Tommy Mescal. Tommy, this can be revealed now because what's known as a super injunction has been lifted. What happened?
So it dates back to 2022, Rachel, when, as you say, the data of nearly 19,000 people was mistakenly emailed by an official working in the Ministry of Defence. This person thought that they were emailing the details of around 150 people, but instead they emailed the details of over 18,700 people who had worked with international forces in Afghanistan. The names of nine individuals then appeared on social media in 2023, and this is how the Ministry of Defence discovered that there had been a major data breach. And it didn't take long, of course, then for journalists to learn of what had happened. But as you say, a super injunction was imposed, preventing them from reporting on it. It was an unprecedented injunction the court heard at the time, and it has remained in place until today, which is why we're hearing about this story now. And as a result of that data breach, a secret scheme had to be set up to relocate 4,500 people to the UK. We heard today that another 600 are yet to come.
What's been the reaction so far?
Well, the Defence Secretary, John Healey, has been speaking in the House of Commons and he issued a sincere apology. He said that he was briefed on this issue a number of years ago, back when he was the Shadow Defence Secretary. The rest of the current cabinet, he said, only heard about this after the general election. John Healey also said that a report was commissioned into this by the current government. It found that it was likely that once the Taliban took over in 2021, that they would have had access to much of this information. And so he said that the report was concluding that it was highly unlikely that this breach would have led to individuals being pursued, but that nothing could be ruled out. It's worth keeping in mind, Rachel, too, it's not just the 19,000 individuals that could potentially be at risk, it's those connected to them, which is why you're getting that figure of up to 100,000 people who could potentially have been impacted by this data breach.
Tommy, many thanks for that. Tommy Mescal there in London.